When the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 had not quite reached 1,000, and New Yorkers like me were 3 days into our governor's stay-at-home order, I phoned Morse to see how he was holding up. He teaches epidemiology at Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health and is now in the age range of those most vulnerable to the worst ravages of the coronavirus. I am too. He and his wife were self-quarantining in their Manhattan apartment, just a few miles from mine. I'm discouraged, yes, to find we're not better prepared after all this, and we're still deep in denial, Morse said. He went straight to a favorite quote from management guru Peter Drucker, who once was asked, "What is the worst mistake you can make?" His answer, according to Morse, to breathe prematurely right. Morse and I weren't right, prematurely or otherwise. Nobody was. When I was asked on my book tour what the next pandemic would be, I said most of my expert sources believed it would be influenza. I never liked lists, Morse told me during our call. He said he always knew the next plague could come from anywhere. But in the early 1990s, he and his colleagues tended to focus on influenza. So I did too. Maybe that was a mistake. If the next pandemic was going to be influenza, that didn't strike most as especially shattering. The flu? People get that every year. We have a vaccine for that. So maybe the warnings were too easy to dismiss as just the flu, or as the catastrophic thinking of one overwrought writer. But other journalists were writing similar books, and some of them were huge bestsellers, like The Hot Zone by Richard Preston and The Coming Plague by Laurie Garrett, which came out the year after mine. Other more recent books include Spillover, David Quammen's follow-up to a story on zoonotic diseases that he wrote for National Geographic in 2007. All of us describe the same dire scenarios, the same war games, the same cries of being woefully unprepared. Why wasn't any of that enough?